So we've been talking about the audience, we've been talking about who you can picture so you can talk to somebody one-to-one, and the kind of person this has got to be, someone that is supportive but not overly so, someone that can give you some honest feedback, someone you know, and someone who's appropriate to the content that you're trying to communicate. So, you know who is listening, what about where they're listening? Now, this is an unusual one, but this, again, is a factor that'll help you sound much more real and much more authentic and therefore much more conversational. You know who's listening. You've got your person who you've got in your mind eye. Where are they listening? Yeah? Place your listener in the appropriate location to hear your message. It's what we do naturally when we call someone on the phone, whether it's a colleague or a call centre or mum or a mate. We see them and where they are in our mind's eye. What do I mean by that? Well, we see the room in which they're watching that YouTube video that we're presenting. We see the kitchen as they listen to your radio programme, where they are as they do the exercising or the dog walking while hearing you on the podcast. Do you see what I mean? If you're talking about somebody buying a new car, picture them perhaps in a showroom or driving their old rust bucket. You'll be talking to one person and pitching the content conversationally as you would a friend or neighbour to someone who wants to engage. They want to engage. You'll be better able to imagine their reaction if you actually see them on location, as it were. That is, where they are as they consume your content. If you put a photo of them the other side of the mic at the distance at which that person would normally be standing or sitting, you'll also be throwing your voice naturally to them, which will help you with the volume on air as well. Only you and the imaginary person you're talking to are in the studio. Only you and that one other person. Not the audience, not the producer or the director, not even the pop filter. It's you and that other person. There could be a picture, or they could be in your mind's eye. And the advantage of them being in your mind's eye is that you can put them in a situation and location appropriate to the content that you're communicating with them about. Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues tomorrow. But now for the chimes. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.